Now, until, I guess, the Bourke Street tragedy, most of us had never really heard of bollards. And if we had, we didn't really pay much attention to them, certainly didn't have an opinion on them, and I dare say we would not have considered them to be art. Well, Nita Sunze is an artist. She's Georgian-born, and she is currently exhibiting an exhibition all based on bollards and her reaction to them, and it's at the Living Museum of the West in Maribyrnong and joins you now.
Oh, thank Welcome. You so much, Michelle.
Why bollards? Because you have called them here, I guess, an icon of our time.
Yes, exactly. I couldn't wait to put them in a gallery because when I've seen them, they really had such an effect on me that I thought that they have become a really strong icon and a reflection of our time. And so putting them in a gallery space really brings that forward and opens conversation about them.
So in what way have you brought them into a gallery space? Because we've seen when they first were introduced into Melbourne, there was kind of some guerrilla-style graph and painting and decoration, so to speak, of the bollards. Yeah. But you've taken this to another level and almost created
a
maze.
And I started off doing art and putting really interesting things on bollards on the street. And it occurred to me that bringing them into gallery was the way we opened conversation. And what I did, I created replicas of a bollard from around the world where things happened, like London Bridge, Martin Place in Sydney, Christmas Market in Berlin, Bourke Street in Melbourne, and other places. And these are replicas. And so putting them together created this really interesting, powerful, evocative landscape, which is kind of ambiguous to where it is and what it is. It, you know, I'm opening it to people to interpret, but it could be anything. It could be storage facility. It could be cemetery or demolition yard. I'm interested in people to come and experience it, to walk
and
through it.
They can move around it,
walk through it and stumble on them and be trapped and, you know, in narrow passages and hopefully feel and think about what are they doing in our public spaces.
Because you have, I guess, quite an emotional and physical reaction to bollards, given your history. You grew up as a teenager in civil war. You spent some time as a refugee. So bollards to you had quite an impact, didn't they? Tell us a little bit about your
definitely.
Story.
I guess growing up in Georgia in 91, we had civil war, and that had a huge impact on me. And coming to Australia, feeling quite safe, I think, living here for 20 years, it was quite a shock for me and a transition from feeling safe to feeling unsafe. And it wasn't actually through what happened in Bourke Street. It was actually through seeing bollards on the street and what they stood for and what they symbolized. That's brought home the memories of war that I experienced. And this is my personal, of course, reaction. Some people might not feel so strongly about them.
Because I guess their intent was to do the opposite, wasn't it, to make us feel
safe?
Exactly,
exactly. They're supposed to make you feel safe, but inadvertently they're a symbol of tragedy. They're a monument to people who died, and they also perhaps stir up the racial vilification, I think. And, you know, they're the very strong presence in public space. And I'm interested to question, what do they do? Do they protect us or do they make us feel less safe? And
do you start to not see them, though? Like the ones, for example, on the bridge on Flinders Street as you go over
Princess Bridge?
Princess Bridge, thank you. At first, I was almost a bit the same. I was a bit like, oh, whoa.
And they're small.
But then now I just kind of dart around them and I almost don't see them.
I think this is what happened in a way when they placed bollards without any overnight, without any sort of discussion. They appeared and it was quite an outrage, I think, in media. And now we think that's part of it. And I think there needs to be maybe more discussion to see what they're actually doing in public spaces and how we react, how do we change in our behavior in our community living amongst this. You know, that's sort of quite a medieval idea of fortifying the city. And in a way, it's a step back rather than moving forward and opening up spaces, creating more inviting, quite the building fences and making us fearful.
What kind of conversations have been had as a result of your exhibition? You know, what are curators, what are gallery spaces saying, and just people that are potentially going along?
Well, it's pretty hot topic at the moment because I think it's not resolved. There's lots of opinions and everyone has an opinion about a bollard. And we haven't come to a conclusion because, you know, it brings up conversation about refugees, about our fears. And this is what I want to talk about is our feeling of safety versus the freedom that we might lose and, you know, the civil... this is a space.
Yeah. Well, it's opening this Saturday. It's at the Living Museum of the West at the Visitor Centre at Pipemakers Park in Maribyrnong. It's running through just till the end, till the 25th. So it's just a few days to get along. Just it's called Bollard. Bollard City. Nina Sanadez.
Sanadze,
is the artist who you can catch there. Nina, thank you so much for joining
thank
us
you,
on
Rochelle.
Afternoons. Just running this weekend, as we said, Bollard City. It's at Melbourne's Living Museum of the West at the Visitor Centre at Pipemakers Park in Maribyrnong, and just running this weekend.